afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Today we are being encouraged to think about what we most value in life. But first up, we have Glen Campbell, as you've never heard him before.
Grace that County, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the wine, and the a tall lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I'm need you more than want you.
It goes without saying that we cannot spend a dollar and save it at the same time. The same goes for actions. Everything we do involves a sacrifice, giving something away or letting something go. All success has its price, and even doing nothing or taking no action has its price. So in a very real way, there is no such thing as non-action. We cannot live our lives sitting on the fence with every decision. This is so because life is not a passive condition, so attempting to avoid its challenges does not remove said obstacles from our path. Even though it may appear to slow us down, it is often far better to work through a problem slowly but surely rather than try to avoid it. Life obliges us to make choices, and the choices we make are determined by our values and the purpose we place on human existence. We don't all share the same values, so the choices we make take us down different individual paths. We each make choices and have to work through the consequences those choices generate until we find a personal process that brings us a greater, more complete sense of satisfaction. The first important lesson here is to realize that each of us is the architect of the world we live in. We create our own individual and personal worlds every day by the way we think, what we think, and how we act. This being the case, the second thing to remember is this: nothing we face, no obstacle or difficulty, is so great that we cannot solve or overcome it. Life is a fluid condition, and the more adaptable we are, the better we will be able to adjust and change as need demands. Here is a question. How willing are you to change what you value the most? In other words, are your ideas about life fixed and rigid, or fluid and flexible, able to grow as your own understanding grows? The most important thing is to understand that we may in fact have to change our views from time to time if we are going to find a passage away from undesirable conditions towards a brighter future. A rigid, dogmatic approach will eventually be found wanting. So from time to time, we will have to sacrifice something that we probably consider intimately important, such as our own thinking. This type of sacrifice is the most difficult to make because it involves letting go of what may be very long-held perceptions that are intimate to our very understanding of reality, but which may now be outmoded. How are we to know when we need to move our thinking on to embrace better ways of thinking? Beginning with our parents' influence, our worldview has been shaped by others, often in ways that lock us into false perceptions. For example, our perceptions about money are often tied to ownership. But do we really need to own something in order to benefit from its use? Maybe you think that ownership means security. But does it? The idea that ownership produces freedom and happiness is a popular myth. If it were true, then it would also be true that those who own the most would also be the happiest and feel the most secure. However, there is ample evidence to the contrary. Indeed, there is much support the notion that less actual possessions corresponds directly to greater happiness. Consider this. The real generator of security is not ownership, but honesty. An honest person never has to feel insecure. Honest decisions are often made within the privacy of one's own mind, where no one else ever knows about them. But we do, and that matters. This is in part what is meant by the expression, to one's own self, first be true. We must choose to be true to the way we know within ourselves is the right and honorable thing to do. The only alternative to living honestly is living in a fantasy world, and fantasy is illusory, equivalent to building one's house on sand. If we establish honesty as our foundation, then we can begin to find the solution that is dependable in its structure, with the corresponding durability necessary to service well into the future. An honest solution takes everything into account, serves our current needs, and doesn't place us into a situation we will live to regret. But it also does something else. An honest decision serves the interest of everyone else. It generates behavior that is both harmonious and expansive. These are qualities associated with happiness, freedom, and security. And only honesty will deliver these things. Any other kind of freedom is attachment to false perception.
Standing by the road with a heavy load, seeds he sowed. And if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Just shine your light for everyone to see. A helping hand instead of doubt, and the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Yes, shine your light for everyone to see. People on the narrow-minded street.
We hope you've gained something of value from today's musings, and we'll be back with more to ponder next week.
Son así, no.